Our epistle for this feast of Saints Peter and Paul is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. In those days, Herod the king set hands on certain members of the church to persecute them. He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. Seeing that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also during the days of the unleavened bread. After arresting him, he cast him into prison, committing the custody of him to four guards of soldiers, four in each guard, intending to bring him forth to the people after Passover. So Peter was being kept in prison, but prayer was being made to God for him by the church without ceasing. Now when Herod was about to bring him forth, that same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and outside the door sentries guarded the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood beside him, and a light shone in the room. And he struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains dropped from his hands, and the angel said to him, "Gird thyself and put on thy sandals." And he did so. And he said to him, "Wrap thy cloak about thee and follow me." And he followed him out without knowing what was being done by the angel was real, for he thought he was having a vision. They passed through the first and the second guard and came to the iron gate that leads into the city. And this opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and straightway the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel to rescue me from the power of Herod and from all the Jewish people, all that the Jewish people were expecting." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. At that time, Jesus, having come into the district of Caesarea Philippi, began to ask his disciples, saying, "Who do men say the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and other Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But whom do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus answered and said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee, but my Father in heaven. And I say to thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever thou shalt bind in earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed also in heaven." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. "But who do you say that I am?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, whenever I come upon this part in Scripture, it gives opportunity for self-examination. Who do I say Christ is? If you can only give a definition that you have found in a catechism or that you heard of, and you cannot share a personal Christ, there is a problem. You don't know him as you should. And when that moment does come, and we stand before the good Lord, just like those foolish virgins who did not use the opportunity, time, and grace at their disposal, but came late, the doors being shut, knocked on the doors and said, "Open to us, O Lord." And he says, "I don't know you." It's important for us to get to know the Lord now. We can make plenty of excuses, and so many people do, and it's absolute foolishness. We make excuses why we don't have a relationship with the good Lord, and when it all comes down to it, it's because we have decided not to. There's no good reason. We have talked about how he has come from eternity into time, uniting his divinity with our humanity, and has come through time to our time to today, and gives us opportunity. And so many people don't make good use of that opportunity. The epistle for the Sunday, the third Sunday after Pentecost, which is commemorated on this feast of Saints Peter and Paul, talks about, cast all your anxieties upon the Lord because he cares for you. It says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and that he may exalt you in the time of visitation. St. Peter says, and this is from his epistle, First Epistle, chapter 5, the end of it. Be sober and watchful, for your adversary, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. Steadfast in the faith. What is faith? Our belief. Not our sayings. Our belief. I believe this. To what extent do I believe it? Belief is only true if I'm willing to die for it. Like the apostles, it says in today's, the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, the king set his hands on certain members of the church to persecute them, and he killed James, the brother of John. We must be willing to die, but before we can die at the hands of the enemy, we have to be willing to die to self. We must be willing, not what other people see of us or what other people think of us. That's all a waste of time. And if we play that game, we lose. Too many people have played it. And my dear friend, time is short. We have to make good use of the opportunity given to us. And the fact of the matter is, we are given the opportunity, and we should rejoice in that. Like it says in Scripture, show yourselves grateful. How do you show yourselves grateful? By making good use of the opportunity, and stop wasting your effort and energy upon the little nothings that we make so big and that we make so important to ourselves, which are really not that important. Well, I think this. Who cares what you think? Care what God thinks. Well, so-and-so thinks that. Who cares what they think? Care what God thinks. God first, always first. If we don't put him first, how can we hope to be called into his eternity? But when we put him first, we have every hope to be called into his heaven, which we are meant, that's the purpose for which we were created. And if we make that decision now, then we get to know him, know who he really is. If someone came up to you today and said, who is Christ? Explain him to me. Well, would we give him some theological explanation of who Christ is? Or could we relate to them that friendship which we can, should, may have with Christ? If you can't, that's a good place for us to look at that examination and say, why don't I? Well, first off, do I really want it? Secondly, have I really tried to have it? When I come to the sacraments, do I have my own version and reason and way of going and approaching? Or do I approach humbly and want the truth, simply the truth, as it is? He who is the way, the truth, and the life. If you do, then you can have, and you will know. If you don't, then you can't have, and you will not know him. And who do you say that I am? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee, but my Father in heaven. Seek, and you shall find. Ask, and you shall receive. He waits for the invitation to reveal himself to you and to me. Won't we ask him? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.